Residents, visitors, everyone's invited to the summer season of naturalist programs offered by the USDA Forest Service in conjunction with the Cook County Visitors Bureau. Joining us now with the details is Forest Interpreter Steve Robertson. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, glad to be here.
What is a naturalist program?
Well, it's a series of different programs and presentations that we give throughout the summer. Summer campfire programs where people will join us around the campfire and learn something about the natural history area. Some are short hikes, and some are where we have someone stationed at some location that people can just walk up and visit with for a while.
Now, how did you get involved with this?
I've been doing this probably for about the past 25 years or so, not necessarily on this particular site, but I've been involved in environmental education for quite a while. It sort of stemmed out of working as a substitute teacher and deciding it was a lot more fun to teach people outdoors than in a classroom.
Predominantly in the Superior Natural Forest that you've worked?
For about the past 10 years, I've been with the Superior. Prior to that, we were up in the Tongass National Forest in Alaska, and then I did work down in the Twin Cities area as well.
All right. Who's on your team here of naturalists?
We have two interpreters this year. One is Caitlin. She goes by Katie. And the other one is Inga. Inga was here last year, and they're both really fired up and charged about doing a good job this season.
What are some of the topics that are covered?
Well, this year, one of our primary topics we're kind of focused on are bats. Because of white nose syndrome and concern about bats in the future, we really wanted to kind of highlight that species as being an interesting thing and really unique to the area. Plus, the Forest Service is doing a lot of biological work with bats this year. But in addition to that, we run to, something about bears, a bird hike, a program about loons. One unique one to the area is that we do a tours through Hedstrom's Lumber Mill, so you get a chance to see that end of the timber industry. We make dream catchers, all kinds of things that go on out there. Oh, one that I really like, too, is we're doing one on bogs and carnivorous plants. Interesting place to visit sometimes.
That sounds like that's one of your favorites.
It is. I don't know. Carnivorous plants are just sort of a fun thing to me. They make me think of Little Shop of Horrors, I think.
That's right. A couple of your presentations are hikes. Now, are these really strenuous? Are they designed for all ages?
All of our programs are aimed towards families. So we try to design hikes and things so they're not very strenuous. Things take place on resort properties for the most part, and they're on trails that the resorts have already. So I'd say none of them are very strenuous hikes.
Now, why do you think it's important to share this natural environment with people, what we have up here?
Well, for residents, we're really living in nature. I mean, you just realize that we're really embedded in it, and the better we know sort of our nearby neighbors of moose and bears and wolves and everything else, the better we can live here, I think. And you get just so much more enjoyment out of the area. If you're looking at birds and instead of saying, oh, that's a little brown bird, you can sit there and say, oh, that's a white-throated sparrow. I recognize that, and I know that kind. As far as visitors are concerned, it's just nice to share information about this area with visitors so they know a little bit more about what they're visiting and maybe come to value it a little bit more and help protect it along with us.
We're visiting with Forest Interpreter Steve Robertson of the Superior National Forest. Brochures for the 2014 Naturalist programs are around town, and a link is on the events page of our website, WTIP.org. Steve, anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, you can also get to that information via our website. So you can go to the Superior National Forest website and cruise around and find the brochures and stuff there as well.
And just want to mention, this is also supported by the Cook County Visitors Bureau.
That's correct. They've been a longstanding partner. These programs have existed in some form or another as a public-private partnership since the 1980s. So this has really been a successful run for us.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.